Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My fiancé asked me to masturbate in front of him, but I can't achieve orgasm when he's present. I do enjoy this intimacy with him, but it bothers me that I can't orgasm.
Many women find it difficult to orgasm either at all or in particular situations, such as in front of a partner. Sometimes people feel self-conscious about touching themselves in front of a partner in the same way that they enjoy touching themselves while they're alone. Other times, people don't feel at ease doing the things in front of their partner that help them to feel most aroused when they're alone, such as watching porn, talking dirty, or using a sex toy. You might consider how your feelings about masturbation, sex, and self-pleasuring are different when you're with your fiancé versus when you're alone. Are you worried about what he'll think of your masturbation techniques? Do you have body image concerns? Do you worry about how he might feel about how you look or what sounds you might make while self-pleasuring? Sex is full of a range of sights, sounds, and scents. These characteristics can greatly enhance people's experience of sexual arousal, but they also sometimes influence people's worries. Even though you're already orgasmic on your own, you may find it helpful to read Becoming Orgasmic, which is a step-by-step program to help women learn to orgasm alone or with a partner. Many of the exercises in the book include a woman's partner. You and your fiancé may find it pleasurable to try these sex exercises together. Trying them may help you to learn more about each other's bodies and what works or doesn't. You might also consider watching porn together. Given that you find it pleasurable to watch while you're alone, you may find, like many couples do, that watching porn together can be exciting or give you new ideas about things you may want to try. Finally, women's experiences of pleasure and orgasm often change throughout life in response to pregnancy, birth, health conditions, menopause, stress, and aging. Learning to talk about sexuality and how to make sex feel better for both of you will better situate you both for a lifetime of sexual enjoyment and exploration.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I was looking around on the internet and saw a quote that read, "Missionary is not an excuse to do nothing," and I feel like that's me. I don't know what to do while my boyfriend and I are having sex, and I think I just lay there. What am I supposed to be doing?
Missionary position is one of the most commonly used sex positions throughout the world for a variety of reasons, and I imagine that at least some of these reasons probably have to do with it being a relaxing position for many people, a position that often feels good, and one that offers many possibilities for tweaking it to your own preferences. Your preferences, by the way, are what sex positions are really about. There is no one way to do missionary. If you're on the bottom in missionary, you could indeed lie there, but it doesn't mean that you're doing nothing. You can play around with missionary by moving your hips up and down or slowly in a circle, or by keeping your hips still but squeezing your vaginal muscles around your partner's penis. When you're in missionary, you can keep your legs straight out, or you can bend one or both knees up with your feet planted on the bed. Then again, you can bend your knees closer to your chest. These changes are more meaningful than they may seem at first glance. Everyone's bodies are built a little differently, even though the basic parts are the same, and the way that your body fits with your boyfriend's body is one of a kind and completely unique. As such, you may find that certain adaptations to missionary make sex more pleasurable or even more comfortable. You may find that certain positions make it easier or more difficult for you to orgasm or for him to orgasm. He can move around in missionary, too. Some men take more of a push-up position in missionary, or they may place their face close to or further from their partner's face, which again is less about making changes just to make them and more about finding out how you enjoy your sex. Some couples find that it is really important for them, or just really enjoyable, to kiss each other or whisper things to each other during sex. Others want a little distance, either for emotional reasons or because they get really sweaty or warm if their bodies are too close during sex. Missionary, like so much of sex, is really a blank slate, and it's available for you and your partner to make it what you want it to be.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.